I get ain't on mine. What's up, brother?
Not much, dog. How are you, sir?
I'm fucking tired, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
You working too hard out there?
Shit. They're not showing me nothing. The sun is beating my ass. It's been a slow day, bro.
Damn.
Very slow day, dude. But I cannot wait till the heat is gone, bro.
We're getting there. We're close.
I need, like, the 80s back, bro. Like, next week, it's gonna be smooth.
Hey, September? September, 80 degrees.
Yeah, that's when I'm gonna be acting out. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Lorenzo, are you ready? Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode here on the Inside of the Mixtape. I hope you're doing well and you're having a fantastic Wednesday or whatever you're listening to this. I am Danko, and I am joined with, of course, Lewis.
The fucking hostess with the mostest. Your boy.
You surviving?
Charlie. Huh?
You surviving?
I'm trying to. It's hot as hell.
Hell yeah. It's 100.
I'm faded right now. The sun got me looking faded, bro. Faded. My eyes low as hell.
Faded by the heat. also, Lorenzo, not here today. He had a responsibility, but, you know, we wanted to get something out, something chill. So, Lorenzo, shame on you. I don't know what to tell you.
Fucking dork.
Careful, he might listen to this. He might come after you.
Yeah, I love you. Dork.
So, we're just going to do a chill episode. I'll probably go over some news and stuff, but I think we could do a fun fact. I do have a fun fact for at least Wednesday, the 21st. Happy birthday to Coolio. Coolio's birthday. For those who don't know who Coolio is. Yeah. He was born...
Didn't he die?
No, his birthday. His birthday.
But didn't he die?
He did. He died September
28th. So, what year?
2022. He actually died 2 years ago.
Bro, what did... Bro, time is weird, bro.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
It is weird. It's like some people still don't know, and it's weird to hear it, but some people still don't know, like, MF Doom passed away.
Like people. How long... How many years has it been?
4 years.
That's crazy. I feel like that shit just happened, like, last year.
Yeah, he died in 2020. But damn. Yeah, like, it's one of those things where, you know, you don't realize how many people go, especially artists, man. Like, artists, I feel like, you know, they pass away pretty soon. Also, I have one for grunge fans. Alice in Chains' facelift was released today.
I don't know what it was about Alice in Chains that I could just never, like, get into. I was never really a fan of the grunge movement, to be honest.
Not a Nirvana fan?
I mean, that's all, like, it was really just them, like, holding it down. I don't feel like anybody else was, like, holding it down like them. Like, when you think of grunge, you just think of Nirvana, to me, at least.
You had, like, you did have, like, Soundgarden and Pearl Jam, and but, like, no, as big as Nirvana, I don't think so. I think they were the ones at the top, always.
See, like, I know Pearl Jam, and I like Pearl Jam, but I forget that they made grunge.
Yeah. Yeah. They're still making music too. Like, that's crazy. It doesn't sound the same. Pearl Jam.
Which band was Dave Grohl in?
Dave Grohl was in Nirvana.
As the drummer.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then he would go on to make the Foo Fighters, which is another really good band.
People, what are they classified as? Are they grunge or are they something else?
Because I'm assuming it's because it happened after Nirvana, they're considered post grunge, but they're alternative rock. Post grunge.
What is that? Like, after grunge is just like whatever. Like, see, I don't know. The only post I like is post hardcore.
It's like, I think they use post as like, hey, this is more commercially acceptable for a lot more people than, like, grunge people. But they're alt-rock. Foo Fighters is alternative rock. Like, I wouldn't even say that they did too much in the grunge scene anyway. They were just alternative rock.
It's like watered-down grunge. Basically. Yeah. Like, post-hardcore, like, watered-down hardcore.
100%, yeah. So it's just the watered-down versions. You
know. Okay, guys. Shout out Under Oath. Well, the old Under Oath. Now I don't know what the hell they on.
They hate God apparently, and everyone to know weird. About it.
Weird, bro. That was the most Christian band like ever. And then all of a sudden, Aaron Gillespie gets a divorce and he's like, you know what? Fuck this Christian stuff.
Jesus.
And then Spencer Chamberlain goes back to drugs. Like, you know what? Fuck this Christian.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah,
all of a sudden, they come back and just cussing.
It's funny because they kind of swapped with Bring Me the Horizon because Bring Me the Horizon started like that, and now they found God. You know, most of the music is now
they're making songs together.
Yeah,
which it's crazy. Full circle, kinda half circle. I don't know. But anyways, my bad.
You're good.
This is fine. My
bad, Pete. Other than that, some news. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre announced Missionary. It's going to be their first collaborative album in 30 years.
That's a weird ass name.
I mean, going off of probably Doggy Style from back in the day. it looks like they're going to be teaming up. They haven't really teamed up since The Chronic or
Donkey
Style.
I'm like 60.
What? Yeah, I know.
I'm like 60, bro. Chill out with this. That's crazy.
It has but a anyway, new... Hey, maybe it's good.
Hey, maybe. You never know. You know, I feel like Snoop just freestyles everything now.
He does.
He doesn't even write anything. Or hasn't for years.
No, he's just going off. He's going off rip. I heard him in No Worries, the No Worries album. He was just saying things. November 2024. It's going to be called Missionary, and they're going to release a single pretty soon. They said, going off Doggy Style, they said, we were kids at the time. This one's going to show a different level of maturity with lyrics and with production. So, looks like Dr. Dre is going to mainly focus on production again, and Snoop Dogg's just going to go off. I don't know. So, we'll see.
Interesting.
50 Cent's going to be on it, apparently. So, he's come out and said he would love to be on the project, so we just have to wait and see. There's not a lot of information out on it. It's just, you know, it's weird to see them make a collaborative project. I mean, yeah, it has been 30 years since we've had any of like West Coast, some of the older West Coast artists do something like this. So we'll see. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars released a country track and people are like enjoying it. They think it's a pretty cool song. And Taylor Swift released another version of her album as soon as it dropped. So like the Taylor Swift conspiracy is still a thing where she's trying to stay up on the charts.
She's petty.
She is petty. I respect it, I guess. I respect it. You know, it's competition at the end of the day. You know?
Wait, what's with this, like everybody making country now? Like, what is that?
I don't know. Because I know Quavo got into it with Lana Del Rey. Shaboozy has that really popular TikTok song.
Post Malone, like, full 180. I'm like, you know what? Let me go.
Yeah, no.
Let me go full on country singer.
I haven't even heard that one yet, but I saw it. And then Young Gravy, which is more so a meme rapper, more of a joke rapper.
Fuck out of here, bro.
He also released a country song or a country album. He released a full ass album.
See, like, what? That's weird, bro. No. I mean, more power to him, you know. You feel like just getting creative, like, whatever. They can't fuck with my boy, though. They're not fucking with Jelly Roll, though. Shout out Jelly Roll, man. Jelly Roll is goated.
He is pretty good. Yeah. Let's see. I think that was all the news that had come out. Really? Nothing too crazy. We went over the Nine Inch Nails thing last week. Yep, that's it. That's it. Flying Lotus released a track. I haven't listened to it. Man, I haven't heard of Flying Lotus in a while.
Isn't his name just Fly Low now? Like, he doesn't even go by Flying Lotus. And I've been seeing Fly Low on, like, I've seen Fly Low on, like, a bunch of shit. But I don't.
Isn't that his mixtape name?
I don't know. I thought it was just like a nickname, like people like know him as Fly Low, Flying Lotus, you know, like it's like an alias, like a, you know.
Yeah, I think.
But I just recently seen him on something, but I didn't listen to it.
Oh man, I remember seeing Fly Low like 2010s.
Let's see, Fly Low.
Because when I Google that, just Fly Low, it pops up with Flying Lotus. Or sometimes Fly Low. Sometimes? What does that mean? Just when he feels like it?
When he feels like it.
Okay. Yeah, so Flying Lotus, great, great lyricist. In my opinion. I think he's great.
Oh, he's rapping on this song?
I believe that people kind of... let me see.
Man, this song went out for 4 days. It's already at 183,000.
I wouldn't say he's rapping Spotify. More than he's singing.
Oh God.
So it's kind of like a mix of two. People are calling it Twin Peaks, like it's a Twin Peaks kind of song. The song is called Garmon Boja. Garmon Boja, and it came out 4 days ago, so I haven't listened to it yet, but yeah, those are the big highlights, those are the big news, upcoming albums that, or well, the albums that come out this week, the Post Malone released the country album, Falling in Reverse released their album, apparently it's doing really bad.
That shit, they're fucking dog shit, bro.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, like, I was a fan. Well, I wouldn't say I was a fan, but I was happy to see Ronnie Radke, like, back making music, because I feel like when he was on Click the Face, that was, like, my favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, shit, they're fire. But then I feel like when he came back, like, when he got out of prison and all that stuff, he just, like, was trying too hard.
Yeah.
Like, his music, like, the music is cringe as fuck to me.
It's
like, if he's trying to rap, I'm like, bro, you're not, like, bro, stop.
There's something that, like, some metal bands are doing. They're, like, mixing more genres than they need to into their music, and it just makes it a little weird. And, you know, Tech N9ne's on the album, and he does rapping himself, Ronnie, in the album, and it's just people are...
Oh, yeah, I heard much of that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Like, I'm not just saying that because I'm not a fan of Tech N9ne. But, like, it's just, like, it's just ass, bro. Like, it's cringy as fuck to me when, like, bands, their go-to rapper to get is either MGK or Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
or like Chris Calico or like some shit like that. Like oh yeah, let's make a song that has like hip hop elements to it, and they go get fucking Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
Like what? Come on, bro.
I think it's because Tech N9ne's the most approachable. I think he's the only one who would say yes, if I'm being honest.
Like, part of that whole juggle shit. But like, you know, he make, because he does, I think he had like a stint where he was making like, I don't know what the fuck you want to call it, but it was like legit, like hardcore hip hop where it had like metal elements in the music, like Necro did.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, he had like guitar riffs and shit. So I guess that's why they get him. But I don't know, bro. Just ask him.
I mean, I like it when they kind of go the other route. I think more people should use Ice-T more.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot, but those are like the legit hardcore man.
Yeah, like Alpha Wolf did it like a couple months ago, and it was great.
Song about like Terror. I think he had like a whole band, right?
Oh, fuck. P.O.D.? No, not P.O.D. It's,
Ice-T had I forgot the name of the band, but he had a band. Like, he's legit in a hardcore band.
It's Body Count. Body Count. Yeah. Body Count.
But I feel like that's different, too, though. Because, like, when it's, like, hardcore, they rap in it. Like, they rap in, like, some of the lead singers in hardcore bands rap instead of sing.
Yeah.
So those kind of make sense. But still, it's kind of fucking weird.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, it's... I like genre fusion, but maybe we should go back to what genres we started with. Ronnie Radke. I don't know. We'll see. We're still waiting on some Dance Gavin Dance stuff. Nothing yet. We're just waiting at this point.
And are we?
Yeah, we are. Are you not? Are you done? Did you quit?
I think put it like I'm also like, checking for more. They're such a fucking cursed band, bro.
Yeah, they are.
Them and Omarosa are just fucking cursed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it looks like they're on tour right now, so I guess we'll wait till after. All right. Well, that gets out all the news. All the news is out of the way. At least what we had. So I guess we'll just get into what we've been listening to for the month or a month and a half. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
I'll start.
All right. Okay.
You said for a month? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to like see that. Spotify, but let's see. I've been listening to, why the fuck is Bones here? That's crazy. That's a lie. I was not listening to Bones.
No.
Fuck no. Hell no. I'm listening to Ludacris. What's Your Fantasy? That old freaky ass song. Wow. I've been listening to a lot of Rimble and EBK J-Bo. I did have a stint where I was listening to Serge Tankian, like, to prepare for the episode. Like, his music is fire, bro.
Yeah. It's great.
I've been listening to JP, the dude that has a bad video song that was viral. John Mack. A lot of Omarion, Casey and JoJo, System of a Down, Men Sevenfold, damn, what the fuck going on, Tyrese?
You're all over the place. I'm fine with it, but...
Blast, Blue Bucks Clan, damn, bro, what? Damn, that's crazy. I'm shocking myself right now. I think it's because I do, like, the whole DJ thing. So, like, I'll let the DJ know on Spotify, and then if I, like, get stuck on something, I'll just go to that artist and just listen to, like, discography. Like, Quentin FN, some dude from, I think, Austin, Texas. I've been listening to him a lot, bro. a shit ton. Mm-hmm. I did listen to the Fabio Foreign and Kodak Black song, Dog Shit.
Oh.
The On Board.
Why is Donald Trump?
The one with Donald Trump. Yeah. Yeah, they're like, I guess it's like a campaign song or some shit, but it's fucking ass.
What the
f- Like, it's very cringe that they did that. Like, the beat is fire, you know, in typical drill fashion. Like, it's fire, but, like, it's just, it's goofy to me.
That's so weird.
Big X the Plug, Bryson Tiller.
His new stuff?
Who, Bryson?
Yeah.
Meaning? I like Chow. I like that song. On the new album.
Mm-hmm.
Chill hop. A lot of chill hop. Essentials. Spring 2024.
Okay.
And last but not least, Bruno Plum. Very dope. Like, folk. Like, I don't know what genre you want to say, but it's like folk, I guess. Super fire.
Dang.
Super depressing. But like super dope.
Oh yeah, her name is all, their name is all in lowercase too, so you know it's depressing.
EP called Mountain Songs. Like, I guess just go get lost in the mountain, listen to it. It's like meditate or something. I don't know. But they're dope. They're super dope. Yeah, that I can stop at that.
Okay. Oh man, what am I listening to in the last month? Man. Oh, Kali Uchis came back with Orquedeas, part 2. It's got 4 extra tracks. It's just the album that should release back in February or January, but the extra tracks are really damn good, and they should have been on the actual album. Raven Lane as well. Bird's Eye, that album came out. She's got a crazy voice. It's so good. I really like that album. I talked about this last week, but Mavi, Shadowbox, just a really cool, chill, I guess, you kind of described it as like Earl Sweatshirt. Like,
it's like jazzy though, right?
Yeah, it's jazz rap. I loved it. I thought it was really good. I've come back to it a couple times, and it's just really good. What else am I listening to that talk about? I did talk about Orville Peck's new album, Stampede. It is a country album. He is a country artist. He didn't like switch up, but I really like that album. It's fun. An artist I got out of the blue from nowhere, which I really freaking enjoyed, was Pixie. She released an album called Million Dollar Baby, and not to be confused with the single that everyone blasted for like all summer.
I fucking hate that shit.
Oh yeah, man. It was just every TikTok, every
they played that shit out so quick.
Yeah, it's crazy. But this album is so good. I love it. If there's a song that you should listen to from Pixie, it's a Give a Little of Your Love. That's a great song. It'll also be on the playlist. Navy Blue. I talked about Navy Blue a while ago. I would say this is just another conscious hip-hop rapper. They have collaborated with Earl Sweatshirt before.
I wouldn't call him conscious. I know who he is, and that's mainly because, like, the whole Hidden Renaissance, like, server and shit that I was on. Because I didn't know about a lot of these rappers. Like, I didn't know about Mavi. I didn't know about Overcast, like Navy Blue, like a whole bunch of these people until I got in that server where they're just like super big fans of these underground rappers. I feel like they're just like, I don't know, bro.
They're just doing it because it sounds good.
Yeah, like they just all have this sound, bro.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't personally classify it as conscious, even though I do, like, maybe, like, their subject matter is touching on that, but the sound to me is just, like, don't know, just like a underground, like a specific like section of an underground scene.
Yeah, no, 100%. I agree. Yeah, they released this is they've been releasing like every year, so this is just their album of the year. It's called Memoirs in Armor. Wrapping it up, I will give Logic some flowers. I'm not gonna give him all the flowers because that guy
Burn
irritates
him.
Me, man.
Burn the fuck out of flowers. Nah, bro.
No.
What kind of flowers are you giving him?
I'll give him like what the fuck. I'll just give him like the fake paper ones.
No, what's those weeds? Like daffodils?
Daffodils. You want to get like daffodils? Yeah.
Yeah, those, give him those, bro. Give him those fucking those allergy infested shits, bro.
He probably does got allergies, fucking weirdo. But yeah, I will give him some appreciation because I mean honestly, at the end of the day, his new album is literally just, what the fuck is that album called? His new album is literally just, fuck, what is it?
Bass? Yeah, I agree.
The Incredible True Story. That came out, what, 10 years ago now. It's just that album. It's just that. It sounds like it. He recycles stuff. So, you know, it's there. So if you're a Logic fan, you'll probably really like this album. Hey, I can't...
What a dork.
What a dork. last but not least, I will talk about Leve a little bit. I've constantly praised Leve. She's one of the best jazz singers we have right now. And she did a cover... it was a collaboration with Sony Digital, I don't remember who else. It was like a double collaboration, but she does a cover from an old musical back in the day, and I still stand by it. She's got a great voice. She's fucking, like, she just has a great, like, energy to her, and so I can't wait for her next album, even though she already gave us a deluxe this year. Of her previous album.
Leve?
Leve, yeah. It's spelled Laufey. It's so people, it's. I used to say Laufey.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, nah, she's fire.
Yeah, she's. Man, crazy great. Crazy great. And it's just cool that she like tours with her sister who plays like the violin. In her sets, so they just kind of do tours together. Yeah, no, that was great. Great artist. But other than that, that's pretty much like the highlights for me. A little bit of rap, a lot of female representation, singers, freaking all great. And we got some drill in here. We got System of Down and Serj Tankian.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. And I think...
Lorenzo, what you been listening to?
Hey, Lorenzo.
Oh, all right.
Hello?
I'll take your time, man. We're good.
I'll text him, what have you been listening to? And we'll see. If he doesn't answer in the next minute, I'm just going to forget about it. But, yeah, no, other than that, let us know what you're listening to, like, in the comments, or email us. We do have an email. It's EZXP, not EZXP, theuntitledmixtapepodcast@gmail.com. And we also have our socials at theuntitledmixtape. You can follow us. Lewis, where can they follow you?
What the hell is my Instagram? SEV.NTH, I think. Or am I tripping? No, you can't do that, huh?
Okay.
Am I bugging? What is my Instagram, dude?
I got you right.
Hold
now.
On.
SEV?
Oh, yeah. Okay, it is. SEV.NTH.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's me right there. Follow me. Follow me. I'm
are
funny.
Are you still having beef with Denticate?
Bro, Yeah, he threatened me. He said every Sunday he gonna look for me.
Jesus Christ.
That's just funny, bro. Should I be forgetting? Maybe like, oh, Sam, where you at? I'm like, well, God damn.
I swear to God, I'll look up in my story every, like, not every morning, but every day, almost every other day, and I'll see, like, a repost or someone posting, like, look who I found in the parking lot, and it's just, like, fake lies. It's weird. It's so funny.
Nah, he's a dangerous man.
Zentikit, be careful out there. Don't get caught.
I'm gonna find him one day. When he's looking for me, I'm gonna find his ass instead, bro. Hit him with the reverse Uno card. Get him.
Damn. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, follow us at the Entitled Mixtape Podcast, or follow Lewis at sev.nth. Shout out to the Bass Blown family. We're part of a bunch of
awesome
podcasts.
I guess you can follow Lorenzo too.
Oh.
LRNZO 78, right? Or am I tripping?
No, that's right. LRNZO 78.
Yeah, follow that guy, I guess, even though he's not here.
Man, call him a dork.
Dweeb dork.
Dweeb. I just opened my Instagram back up, so I guess you can follow me too. You can follow me at The Real Danko.
The real one, though.
Yeah, the real one. I just post my dogs. I don't post anything crazy. Lorenzo texted. What has he been listening to? Here's. Whoa, by Zay, France, and Dada. I guess I'll
add. Oh, he had time to text, but he didn't have time to pull up. That's crazy.
Damn, that is crazy.
Lorenzo, you're pissing me off.
Is this that TikTok song? You know I'm gonna look about it in the No, it sounds good. Okay. I'll put it on the playlist. Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, with that, yeah, shout out to the Baseball and Fam. We're part of a bunch of amazing podcasts. You know, we've got the Chit Show podcast, Songbook, Siren Songbook. We got Know Your Rights as well. And it's us. And we just have us. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a lovely day, and we'll see you next week.
Happy birthday.